We help business leaders really get their juice going. You know, when you start your business, you get all this excitement, and I like to refer to it as, you know, the kitchen table size business, because everybody's sitting around the little table, and you got this instant karma and communication. It's everything is flowing, and everybody's excited, and there's all this energy. And then the business grows, and you start having success. You start bringing more people in. If you want to draw a line, it's usually at about 10 employees, not people that are, you know, functional, direct bill, if you will, but 10 employees in that overhead sort of space that are costing you money. That's when things start to change, because now everybody's got an office. You're not looking right across the table at them. And you start to wonder, why am I doing this? Am I the only one who cares what's happening? Or you get that feeling like you want to open the door and step out on the shop floor and go, does anybody care if the freaking lights are on tomorrow morning? Does anybody in here really care? Do you give a shit? Is anybody? You know, and you want to yell that out, because you start getting frustrated, because like, is he really doing what he said he's going to do? Yeah, he wants to work from home. He's just trying to get over on me. And he's this and this. And this kind of passive aggressive attitude starts happening. And then another indicator of it is your best people start to leave, because now they're starting to wonder, well, what's my value here? You know, we're just going through the same old motions that we did before. We do this and we do it again. And then, you know, Otis yells at us, and then we change it. And then he throws something else out, and we don't even know where we're going to be. What am I going to do? And what's happened is nobody has an idea or vision for the future. And particularly the founder has lost that love of what he's done, what he's created, he or she's created. And they no longer have a vision for the future for themselves, let alone the business. And that's what we help them start to figure out. Is okay, well, where do you want to be? Who do you want to be? What do you want to be doing? And once they start to figure it out for themselves, we start to align the business with that same thing. One of the best examples is one of my clients. We had a conversation about this fairly early on in our agreement. You know, he came to this realization that, holy crap, I don't want to be the COO in 5 years. I want to be chairman of the board of an employee-owned company. Mm-hmm. You know, I've got kids. I want to spend time with my kids, and I want to do this, and I want to do that. I want to be able to go skiing and not have to worry about something, you know, what something happened in the shop. I want to take my kids out fishing. I want to, you know, all these sort of things. I want to spend that one-on-one time with my kids, focused on them. And that realization has helped him change how he's growing his business right now. You know, who he's hiring his replacement. You know, when you start thinking about that, it's a heck of a lot better to start thinking about who that's going to be, whether it's somebody in the team or what that person looks like that's not in the team yet, and start looking for them now, as opposed to, God, this job sucks. Let's sell. You know, and just, I want the exit strategy. I'm out. I might put a for sale sign out there. You know, those are never good situations.